Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria 28, Rustenburg 32.
We've got a crash, Pretoria side N1 northbound at the R21 interchange. We've got a stationary vehicle in Midrand on the N1 northbound at New Road. And Bedford View, slow moving traffic N12 R24 west towards Gululies.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has endorsed South Sudan's decision to extend its transitional period by 2 years. This decision stands to delay the national elections originally set for 22 December. The extension will allow for the implementation of the 2018 agreement to resolve the conflict in South Sudan. Presidential spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says Ramaphosa has pledged South Africa's continued support.
President Ramaphosa commends the parties for arriving at the decision by consensus. The president calls on South Sudanese parties to spare no effort in implementing the outstanding provisions of the revitalized agreement and to maintain the peaceful atmosphere that has existed since September 2018.
Standard Bank economist Elna Moorman says the latest inflation data could significantly reduce inflation pressure on consumers. She is reacting to August consumer inflation data, which was released this morning. Annual consumer inflation dipped to its lowest level since April 2021. Moorman says the inflation drop provides hope for the Reserve Bank to lower the repo rate tomorrow.
We could actually be quite close to the bottom of the Reserve Bank's 3-6% target range. This reasonably benign inflation picture clearly creates scope for the Reserve Bank to start cutting interest rates, and we still think that tomorrow the Reserve Bank will announce the first interest rate cut, although it will still likely be quite a shallow and short-lived rate cutting cycle.
Major General Patrick Maboto has been promoted to serve as the Divisional Commissioner for Priority Crime at the Hawks. This comes after he was the Western Cape Deputy Provincial Commissioner of Detectives when he posted pornographic content on a police WhatsApp group in 2017. Maboto was then redeployed as head of the Hawks in Northwest. Chair of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Police, Ian Cameron, says this recent appointment is concerning.
I'm extremely concerned about this because his reputation in the past is tainted not only by misconduct, but serious allegations of criminality. And this is a crucial, crucial post and position, and we cannot just continue as though it is normal to make such an appointment. There are serious questions about this.
The West African bloc ECOWAS expressed strong condemnation of jihadist attacks which hit the capital of Mali, whose junta says it is quitting the regional body. An Al-Qaeda-linked jihadist group claimed responsibility for the attack yesterday. Details of the toll from the attack on a military police training center and an airport have not been released. More on jackaroundfm.com. Click on news. And Max Verstappen declared the fight is not over as Red Bull heads to Singapore this week. This comes after they were knocked off the top of the Constructors' World Championship for the first time in 2.5 years. McLaren leapt into a 20-point lead after Oscar Piastri's victory at the Azerbaijan Grand Prix. I'm Mjopinaar Hoofnesier, President Cyril Ramaphosa verwelkom die besluit deur Suid-Sudan om sy verkiesing met 'n verdere 2 jaar uit te stel.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. on Jacaranda FM.
Judgment, I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby,